This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
But you know what I've always been amazed at? How American movie studios try to appease Chinese censors. And John Fund actually wrote about this. Do you know that China, you may not know this now, China is the biggest player in global cinema now. I had no idea about this, but according to the Motion Picture Association of America, they're the ones that rate movies, they said that the Chinese film market is going to be the largest film market in short order. So Chinese movies, you know, they're building about 25 screens a day, and more tickets were sold in China than in North America. So obviously now, if you're an American movie studio, you're desperate, right? You want to make sure that you're in the Chinese market. You want to make sure that you're making a lot of money. American studios are desperate to capitalize on this growth. The Chinese government has a strict rule. There can only be a maximum of 34 American movies a year can play on Chinese movie theaters. Now, that's something, right? So they limit, first of all, they limit the number of movies they allow. That's number one. Now, to stay on Beijing's good side, U.S. filmmakers are willing to kowtow to Chinese authoritarian regime, and there seems no limit to their willingness to acquiesce. Now, Top Gun, one of my favorite movies from the 80s, of course, I think everybody, one of their favorite movies ever. Well, the sequel's coming out. It's called Top Gun Maverick. We've been waiting for this sequel now for over 30 years.
Yes, over
30, right?
Yeah, at least.
Did you watch the trailer, by the way?
I did.
What'd you think?
I don't feel like we need to do this, but you know, it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good, right?
No.
After the sequel's trailer was unveiled at the Comic-Con last week in San Diego, some fans noted that the iconic leather flight jacket worn by Tom Cruise in the original film had been altered. All of the patches from the original film were there, except for flags representing Chinese adversaries Japan and the Republic of China, Taiwan. Those flags were missing. The culprits were soon pretty obvious. The Hollywood Reporter found that the Chinese company Tencent is co-financing the sequel. Co-producing the film along with Paramount Pictures is Skydance, which is partially owned by this Chinese company. Top Gun is an American classic, and it's incredibly disappointing to see Hollywood elites appease the Chinese Communist Party, said Senator Ted Cruz. The party uses China's economy to silence dissent against its brutal repression and to erode the sovereignty of American allies like Taiwan. Hollywood is afraid to stand up for free speech and is enabling the party's campaign against Taiwan, which is amazing because Hollywood is woke, is it not?
It very woke.
I would argue Hollywood is the wokest of wokeness. It is the capital of woke.
You think they're more woke than the NFL?
I think that Hollywood should take down the Hollywood sign and just put woke. That's it. Just woke instead of Hollywood. Woke. But not that woke. Now, I mean, you might go, what's the big deal? The flag was it removed. They said, Lindsey Graham said, it's nothing the government can do, but I think it kind of stinks that they took away the Taiwan flag because that, you know, the Taiwan people don't want to be under the thumb of the Red China, but they don't have a chance, you know. In Looper, a science fiction drama, it's about a time traveler. He's learning French and saving his money so he can move to Paris, but his boss, who's from the future, says he's making a mistake. He says, quote, go to China. When the guy protests, the boss says, I'm from the future, go to China. The line was inserted at the direct order of the film's Chinese distributors. So not only does Hollywood not give a damn about Taiwan and the brutal oppression by China of the Taiwanese people, who cares? But they also now say, oh, you want to rewrite our movies? Let's do it. Now, I have a question.
It's unbelievable.
How many movies has Donald Trump ordered rewritten in the United States of America?
37. No.
37 movies.
No, none.
Could you imagine if Washington came out and said, if you want to show this movie in America, you need to put in a line that says Donald Trump could defeat Thanos. Like, you must have the Avengers sitting around talking about how Trump could defeat Thanos without even the Infinity Stones. He could just do it.
Yeah.
He's that great. Hollywood would lose it, and rightfully so, right? They would lose it because that'd be against the First Amendment and so many different things. So if they added a line, like say in the new Rambo movie, Rambo 843.
Yeah, yes.
Rambo Jello Time or whatever it's called. That's how it's called. What's it called? Rambo Soft Oatmeal? If the line was in there that says Trump could do this better than you, they would go, how could you? What? What are you doing? But if they, the Chinese government says, add the line, go to China. I'm from the future. Go to China. They go, ah, well, what are you going to do? We want to show our movie in China. John Fun reports, there's no limit to how tenderly the sensibilities of the Chinese are treated. In November of 2018, the New York Times reported, quote, when the creators of the film Pixels wanted to show aliens blasting a hole in the Great Wall of China, Sony executives worried that the scene might prevent the 2015 movie release in China. They blew up the Taj Mahal instead, because who cares about the Indians? Screw them. You know what I mean? Honestly, screw India, am I right? China hates India, yeah. And India hates China. So in order to get in the Chinese, to make the Chinese happy, they blow up the Taj Mahal. Think about that now. And I don't mean the old casino. I mean literally the Taj Mahal, yeah. The sacred religious artifact of the Taj Mahal. They, Sony executives went, all right, who does China hate more than us? Oh, India? Blow up something in India. Find something there and blow it to smithereens. In the movie Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, half the scenes featuring Chinese pirate captain Cao Feng was removed by censors for vilifying and defacing the Chinese. By the way, I'm wondering when woke Hollywood's going to go, screw you, China. We're not going to let you take over and affect free speech, right? We make movies in this country where the White House is blown up. We do this a lot. We do this all the time. We make television shows where the Capitol's blown up. Like, we do this a lot. It's just a thing. It's an American thing. Could you imagine if the president put out an edict that said, because I think they have another one of those White House Down movies coming out.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Another one?
I think so.
Where they literally blow up the White House.
Literally blow up the White House. Terrorists take it over. Could you imagine if the government put that out and put out a memo and said, look, for national security purposes, you can't show the White House being blown up or taken over by terrorists because we don't want to give anybody the wrong idea. And we don't want to put Secret Service agents' lives at risk, so you have to take that scene out for national security. They can evoke a law passed by Woodrow Wilson in 1918, which would allow such a thing to happen since we are technically at war. So they could evoke Democrat President Woodrow Wilson's Alien and Sedition Act.
Oh, my God.
And say, since we are at war, we can't allow you to show the White House being blown up. How would Hollywood react to that? I'm curious. All this, he writes, is reminiscent of another time when Hollywood bent low and bowed down before foreign censors. In his book, The Collaboration, Hollywood's Pact with Hitler, Harvard scholar Ben Irwan found that Hollywood studios agreed not to make films that attacked Nazis or that depicted the harsh treatment of Jews. With barely a whimper, studios gave the Nazis veto power over films depicting almost every aspect of Nazi Germany. Once upon a time, the late Jack Valenti, the Motion Picture Association's longtime chairman, expressed regret at the sordid chapter in motion picture history. But today, the Motion Picture Association is justifying this by saying, look, quote, the adjustment of some of our films for different world markets is a commercial reality, and we recognize China's right to determine what content enters their country. Overall, our members make films for global audiences, and audiences' tastes and demands evolve, and our members respond to those changes. But we also stand for, what do they stand for? Maximum creative rights for artists.
Yes.
It all depends on who is defining maximum. Now, I understand, too, which is funny, too, is that they say here now, they adjust for different markets around the world. Well, obviously, right? You would do that. I understand that. But they're pretending as if that's a market decision versus China saying, if you don't want your movie being shown here, do the following. Otherwise, we're not going to allow it to be shown. And then you're not going to make lots and lots of money.
Such hypocrites.
John Fun writes, I worked in Hollywood once upon a time, so I understand the argument that business is business. Of course, the U.S. should pressure the Chinese regime on human rights and intellectual property theft. At the same time, I also believe that trade and cultural exchanges are ultimately helpful. But Hollywood should spare us the cant about standing up for creative rights when too many people in Tinseltown are bending low to appease the Chinese censors. And again, my question becomes, with all of this, what would happen if that occurred here? And what kind of censorship could we expect here? And you can imagine if the government of the United States of America was trying to do any of these things, the absolute freak out that would occur. Yeah, Hollywoke. Joe Wall says that. How about changing it to Hollywoke? I like that. Hollywoke, why not? But these people are such absolute hypocrites for doing this. I mean, it really is. But of course, it's a long, long storied legacy of hypocrisy, of course, without question. 855-839-1210. John is in Westchester. John, good morning.
of the show. This is so appropriate. Orange is the New Black is a series I watch occasionally, and one of the underlying themes this year is one of the show stars got swept up in illegal immigration, and they're painting it as America's this awful country, and they're showing just the star happens to be a woman, and they're showing that all these poor women are being, you know, rounded up, put into jails, and being deported. And my wife is aghast, and I'm saying, look, this is not how it goes. This doesn't happen at all, you know? So just with your theme of Hollywood, I know. It's how bad it is.
Yeah, really. But if they wanted to show that show in China, and China said to take out the scene about labor camps or labor prisons, right, they'd do it in a freaking heartbeat, would they not?
Absolutely.
Because Hollywood, let's face it, at the end of the day, what matters to them more than anything is money. I mean, I'm fine with that, by the way. I'm okay with that, but just be honest about it and stop pretending like you're woke. You're only woke because you think it's a business decision. That's it. Thanks for the call. I mean, they're making James Bond a woman, like 007's a woman. Yeah. Thor's going to be a woman. Yep. This wokeness doesn't stop, but they do this for business reasons. If China said, look, we can't allow Thor to be abroad, they'd be like, all right, no problem. Give what's-his-face the hammer back. They would do it in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Because they care about money, and I'm okay with that. I'm a capitalist. But don't pretend like you are the bastions and champions of free speech when you'll bend every dictator's wish around the world, and you'll criticize, and every single member of the Hollywood community will come out and criticize Donald Trump for something. Today, Baltimore. Tomorrow, something else. At the same time, they will kiss China's ass. They will absolutely kiss it. Some kissing from column A, and some kissing from column B.
What do you need? What do you, anything you want. Anything
That's
you
it.
Want.
It'll be a poo-poo platter of ass kissing from Hollywood. But they'll bash the president left and right. They'll blow up the Taj Mahal to appease China, but they'll turn around and go, Trump is so cruel. He doesn't care about minorities and he respects religious rights and everything like that. It's amazing to me. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. And yes, the outrage today over Baltimore. Bernie Sanders, though, is in the middle of all this because Bernie not only toured Baltimore a few years ago, but Bernie has had a lot to say about the conditions in Baltimore. So I wonder if tomorrow night at the debate, Bernie will be called a racist for one time referring to Baltimore as a third world country. Who knows? We'll find out. But my bet is you got a better chance of Hollywood trying to stand up to China than you do of that happening.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.